Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Good to be with
nine
you.
Picks. We'll see if that changes or stays static, but given our history, it'll probably change at some point. Try to add the right people with the right mindset. We're not for everybody. Everybody's not for us, and that's okay. You know, we're just looking for the right people with the right mindset, that are right fit, that, you know, we think can help us win football games. So not to oversimplify it, but yeah, that's the goal.
That's embarrassing. Early in the show here, kids, what you learned is you two can win a big award here in Houston just by stepping on Nick Caserio audio and forgetting what you told your producer. And
plus, not to mention the YouTube channel right now is just me. There's no Sean Pendergast.
There isn't?
The day after, less than 12 hours after you win Sports Media Personality of the Century from the Houston Media Alliance.
Right.
They cut you out of the YouTube.
Okay. Well, that's what happens.
Way to go,
man.
Odyssey.
That's what happens.
There's a way to show appreciation for the new czar of sports radio.
Is this where jealousy sets in with everybody, right? Is this where everybody comes after me now by not putting me on the YouTube?
Saboteurs. Like Bob, it's no different than Bob Kraft.
That's right.
It's Bob Kraft calling up the
his Belichick.
Folks at Google saying, hey, YouTube.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is just Sean Pendergast bastard off of there.
Yeah.
Can't trust him.
Exactly like Belichick, man. That's who I am. Six championships, five Jim Rome Smackoffs, and a Media Alliance of Houston award. Six-time champ. So that was Nick Caserio talking about the upcoming draft. Boy, I didn't get a chance to watch it yet because, as we pointed out, I was busy yesterday. But I'm very anxious to sit down and watch this YouTube that you have of Feisty Nick. This is a banger. Is it true it's an hour and a half long?
It's an hour and a half. Well, I do. This is the thing I do that I never would have, like, whenever you watch any of your tutorials about what you should do on YouTube or whatever, like, none of it's really, it doesn't work for sports. Like, it's all these Mr. Beast stuff with editing and everything.
Yes.
I have no idea why people like it. I just sit and I watch the press conference and then I comment after each question. And thousands of people watch for an hour and a half or so. But, like, yeah, Nick opens up with, like, 6 minutes, a 6 minute monologue. In which he thanks everybody, but also just kind of torches anybody that wants to give a draft grade or make an assessment of anything. Like, a lot of nonsense. It's not, I felt the entire time, like, last year, Nick was really disgusted by the misreporting and all of the other stuff.
Yeah.
And this year, he's just got no patience for it whatsoever. No patience for it.
I love this. I love this. All right. So let's do the one about the offseason chatter first, where the words bunch of garbage gets mixed in to this one. Here's Nick Caserio on the offseason chatter.
The offseason and some of the things that we've done, I mean, frankly, it's kind of laughable. I mean, it's so early. I mean, we haven't done anything. So what happened last year has no bearing on this year. So we're focused on right now. We're focused on the present. We're focused on improvement. And I think the players' focus is just on their attitude, their effort, and their commitment to being a good player. So outside of that, I mean, the rest of it is just a bunch of garbage.
Hey.
Hopefully we've improved the team. We're really not going to know if we have or not until training camp. I would say, and honestly, I think the division, when you look at what the other teams around us have done a great job. So, you know, hopefully we can keep pace with what's going on in division as well.
He mentioned us by name during the press conference.
He did.
So Yeah, I don't think he was talking about us.
You don't know. No. It's everybody else he was talking about, right?
He doesn't know. He never thinks that anything we do is garbage.
Ever.
It's not possible.
Ever. No. We never do any of the things that he's talking about here, like draft grades and report cards and
we grade the mock drafts.
Power rankings.
Yeah. We don't.
No, we actually do all of
it. We go a step further. We validate everything. That's the problem. It's not that we're putting out the mock draft. It's that we're validating the mock draft. That's what really makes
sense. I almost
sick.
Feel like him mentioning you and me during the press conference was like a bat signal for one of us to reach out to him so he could then like tell us like personally, like, yeah, it's you with the report cards and the free agency grades. It's you. I thought I was talking about.
We don't really get into the hardcore like draft grade immediately afterwards and everything just because it is. It's so dumb. And yet it gets so many clicks. So and therein lies the problem. But most people, like, once you follow long enough, you know that this is one of those areas where I think when you're the athlete or when you're the coach or when you're the front office member, I think sometimes you're in such a serious world with football that you take everything on the outside. Even as you're trying to ignore it, I think sometimes people tend to look at it more seriously than perhaps they should.
Yep.
Like, try to remind yourself that it's all entertainment, you know. It's all entertainment, and yet for those guys, if I put my cleats back on and remember what it's like, it is all entertainment, and yet in your world as the athlete or the GM, people are getting fired every freaking day.
Amen.
So that's the hard part of it, too. It's, you know, an extreme version, but like a really bad analogy, though. Like, the extreme worst would be if you're, like, fighting an actual war, and meanwhile you got people 200 yards away eating popcorn and laughing about like all the stuff that's happening and everything. You're like, what the hell?
Speaking of draft grades, what does Nick Caserio think of draft grades?
Yeah, I think anything that's said outside the building is just noise, so it doesn't really affect our focus, our preparation.
Hey.
So like, we're just focused on our team, we're just focused on improvement, and we're focused on the work. So it's kind of like the draft, or, you know, we go through the weekend, you know, we're going to have on Monday, right, or Sunday afternoon, draft grades, right? I mean, it's the most ridiculous concept that I've ever heard of.
What?
Like, the players haven't even been in the building yet, and we're making an assessment about their performance.
Exactly.
It's the same thing in the off season. I mean, nothing is won in the off season. You know, it's
Says
all on
you.
Paper. It's all chatter. Honestly, it's, you know, fun for you guys, I'm sure, to talk about. But our focus is in the building on the things that we can control, which is the work and just continual improvement.
Payne and Pendergast.
Literally talking about us.
Payne and Pendergast. Just noise.
I'm sure it's fun for you guys to talk about.
It's totally
like, here
fun.
We are. Yeah.
It's totally
we're going to talk about you talking about it, too. It's so stupid. It's all so stupid.
We're going to talk about you talking about it. Yeah, that's the whole thing's dumb, Nick.
It's all, Nick, people have this insatiable thirst for the NFL.
Yes.
It's the whole thing, man. It's like people can't, it doesn't make any sense.
Dude,
you can't worry about
shut
how
it
are
down.
People, how are people making a full-time job blogging about Taylor Swift? That doesn't make any sense either.
Nothing
but
makes...
there's a lot about Nick that's no different than Taylor Swift.
Exactly. I say that
including
all the time.
Including that you're both initially skeptical
sometimes,
about Travis Kelce.
Sometimes I just send a picture of Nick to my daughter, the Swiftie, to see if she's like, oh, it's Tay-Tay. No, it's Nick. I know they're the exact same person. Dude, just shut it down. We're going to talk about you talking about it. It's not going to get any better than that. Oh, that's funny. All right, one more. This one was great.
It really, by the way, though, it is, I think it's an indication where we are with the team as far as there's kind of been an arc where for a couple years there, Nick was really the only person of substance that was talking about the Texans. Nobody knew what to think of the very like coach at any given time, and a lot of people would want to hear what Nick had to say.
Mm-hmm.
Then all of a sudden, D'Amico gets hired, CJ comes along, and everything, and Nick kind of moved back a little bit in terms of what people needed to hear from anything, the star quarterback, the head coach, all of that. But then now I've realized this offseason, just by looking at engagement numbers and stuff,
dude,
I think now the fervor over the Texans in general is such that it almost doesn't matter who it is. There's just way more intrigue and interest in these guys than there was at any point, you know, since the late 2010s.
You nailed it. That's exactly right. Nick had 2,455 people at one point on Twitter or X,
so just
whatever,
on the Twitter during the
watching
stream
the live stream of the press conference. I mean, you couldn't draw flies to press conferences in the last 2 years, and on Twitter, and he had practically 2,500 people watching in the middle of the day. Watching him give really long answers about the process internally. And be kind of chippy about some of the things that we do.
It really is. I get overwhelmed with this stuff sometimes because Nick does. He gives so much content, but it's all in huge chunks. And sometimes things get lost in the wash. Like I've got let me just open up my editor right here real quick. From that press conference right now, I did that hour and a half saga yesterday, which is way too long. It's too long. I'm trying to edit the clips down to like 5 minutes total. Yeah. Right now I've got 27 clips. That are 13 minutes long total. Yeah. So I got work to do, Sean. Yeah. I got work to do. But there's good little nuggets in there.
Oh yeah, no, he gives you good stuff. It's an Easter egg hunt sometimes, and you got to find it and pull it out. But it's good.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is let's do one more feisty, Nick.
Okay.
This is when he was asked about the signings, the big name splashy signings that he's made this offseason.
Yeah, I mean, look, I don't really know what that means. I think, you know, when you put the team together, you look at the opportunities that are presented in front of you. I mean, what, Devin Singletary, was that not like a big enough name last year, I guess? So, again, we're looking for good football players with the right mindset that come in here, espouse our philosophy.
Honestly, if we're comparing him to Danielle Hunter, no.
I know.
It wasn't as big a name.
I didn't. I kind of imagine, like, if I were having a conversation with him, I would say, like, no, it was nice and it was a good pickup, but it just wasn't the same caliber of just bling. Like, for lack of any better word, just bling.
What?
When you look at the names and the desirability or how sought after the free, that's the biggest difference, really, is that, look, yeah, Singletary, people know the name and they've seen highlights and what have you if you play fantasy, but it's not the same as just the flat out dollar amounts that some of these guys were going to command.
Yeah.
You're talking kind of blue chippers versus a commodity running back.
What's the biggest name that they signed prior to this offseason? Probably Dalton Schultz or Jimmy Ward?
Since Nick Caserio.
Since Nick got here. Since Nick got here in 2021.
Yeah, because, like, I mean, for no, 2 years.
Nobody the first 2 years.
Right.
You know.
And a lot of it was a lot of journeyman types, guys that were, they would make a lot of rosters in the NFL, wouldn't necessarily be starters unless it was injury or something, or getting signed to a bad football team that was trying to reset.
Yes.
Those were who they signed this year. And then I think they upped it a notch a little bit last year in terms of the quality of some of the...
For sure.
Last year especially, yeah. Last year is when they really upped it.
Yeah.
Like, you took guys that are going to be starters on most teams in the NFL.
Devin Singletary.
Gave them short-term deals. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then this year, this is where he actually went out and got some of the marquee guys.
Yep.
And I know that, I think Nick probably chafes at some of the, You know, I think he really has this philosophy of like, look, until guys get on the team they're on now, and they're, he says, in the building a lot, until they're in the building, until you actually see him perform for your team, you just, as a matter of discipline, I don't think he wants to get too excited about it, because the fact of the matter is that it's just like being a baseball player, you're simply not going to hit every ball that's pitched. You're going to whiff at times, and you don't know which of the, he knows that he's going to sign a bunch of guys and a bunch of them are going to be whiffs, because that's the way it works in the NFL. So why bother like parading around in triumph before any of these guys have actually produced?
If I were Nick too, and I don't think Nick is wired this way, but I know I am, I would be like, hey man, don't group my splashy signings with the typical splashy signings like Christian Wilkins or these guys that are getting contracts that are going to look like garbage in 2 years. Because I will say this about what Nick has done this offseason, is he has managed to have maybe the splashiest offseason of any team in the league, I think without a doubt, especially when you throw Stephon Diggs in there. He, you could have argued that before the Diggs trade. With the Diggs trade now, I think for sure you can say he had the splashiest signing or splashiest offseason. He did it without compromising anything. He did it. Look at their draft capital. I mean, other than the fact that they're picking twice in the second instead of in the first in the second, their draft capital is intact this year. Their draft capital is all intact next year. They're not in salary cap hell, nor will they be, maybe until they have to start signing the actual good young guys that they've drafted the last couple of years.
Right, if it ends up being a good problem to have.
Good problem to have.
Say goodbye to guys.
Yes. And that would be the part to me where I'd bristle a little bit. It's like, hey, man, don't lump me in with these clowns that are giving $120 million to guys. You know,
that's like, true. Yeah, like we spent our money. We were careful with our money.
We spent
wisely, as opposed to just throwing boatloads of money at people.
Splashy and smart.
There's a part of it, though, too, where sometimes when Nick talks, I just like it because he and I have both had the influence of Bill Parcells hammered into our souls. Yep. Because he spent 20 years with Belichick. I spent the first half of my NFL career with Tom Coughlin, and it was beaten into me that you should approach everything with a little bit of a sneer and skepticism. Like, oh, you're going to pat me on the back, are you, huh? Hey, you don't know crap. What, we haven't done crap. What are you guys even done? Whatever. Yeah, great. Give me a compliment, wimp.
And meanwhile, we'll I'm the other guy. Is like, what did they do to you?
Yeah.
The Chevron Championship is the first major of the year for the LPGA Tour, and it's happening this weekend in the Woodlands. Adult tickets start at $35. Kids 17 and under, you're going to get in free. So get out there and watch the best golfers in the world tee it up. In the Loop is out there today. So if you're out there today, be sure to say hello to Landry, and I believe it's still Brandon Scott in this week for John Lopez. Tickets and information.
Yeah, John Lopez saw a sloth yesterday.
Yeah, I saw that. Good job, John.
I don't think he's back from wherever sloths are this quickly.
Okay, yeah, probably not.
Was he just at the Houston Zoo?
he's somewhere exotic.
I thought he was actually out in nature. Okay.
Yeah, he is. Tickets and information at thechevronchampionship.com. Headlines up next, uniform leak, Verlander's back. A little NBA for you as well. We got headlines coming up next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.